fork this with Intoxicate. I'm Intoxicate Kate Slunt, your host, serving up info to tantalize those taste buds every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Now, if you're looking to book your next night out, make sure to keep it locked right here, or for a personal recommendation, you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram at Intoxicate Foodie. Of course, that's Intoxicate with a K. As you know, we are talking with so many people about this summer's best, most fun, most delicious event. And of course, that is the Westchester Wine and Food Festival, June 5th through the 10th this year. And on the line, I have John Turiano, who is editor of Westchester Magazine. John, how are you?
Very good, very good.
So, new title?
Correct, editor. Not editor-in-chief, editor, because we decided... Editor-in-chief. Well, it was decided that editor-in-chief is a little stodgy and dated, so they just went with editor.
Well, I like editor. I agree. I think editor-in-chief is kind of old school, and I feel like you're so young and hip. It should be
Thank you.
Something cool.
Thank you so much.
So you were saying before we went on air, it took you what, 17 years?
Yeah, well, I started in 2001 as an assistant editor. And I kind of worked my way up through the ranks, so to speak, to a managing editor and then senior editor, and then now I'm the editor of the magazine, yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you.
So as the editor, are you still doing, you know, some food reviews, some food articles?
Yes, I'm still in charge of the food and dining section.
Okay.
Samantha Garbarini helps me out a lot with that section as well, but together we kind of tackle it. But yeah, so I'm still doing a lot of assigning editing of the stories, of the reviews, coming up with a lot of ideas. I write some of it, but a lot of it I sign out to freelancers,
mm-hmm.
or we write it in-house. But yeah, I'm still in charge of the food and dining, yes.
Working on anything pretty fun right now?
Food and dining. Well, we have our big Best of Westchester issue coming up in July. We're just wrapping that up. And food and dining-wise, we have our August issue, which we have cover story is going to be Eat Better, Feel Better, which we've never done before.
Okay.
Yeah, we tended to do stories on kind of like comfort food and indulgent kind of food and pizza and all this fun stuff, but we decided we should probably do something in the line of, you know, healthier eating and eating better and cooking for yourself. That's really the way you get healthy, is you kind of have to take the reins of your own, what you're putting into your body, and kind of, you know, cook for yourself and know what you're buying at the store, you know what I mean?
So mm-hmm.
that story is going to be a lot about that, those sort of things.
Well, I'm sure that hits home for people like you and I, who are always dining out, and it's not always the most healthy.
Right, right. Well, what I do is when I dine out, I basically eat whatever I want. If I want two desserts, I'll have two desserts. But then when I'm at home, or if I'm at work, my breakfast at work, lunch at work, whatever, I eat relatively healthy. So it's kind of like on a regular basis, I'm eating relatively healthy, but then the special occasions, or, you know, the nights that you go out, which, you know, maybe two nights a week I average going out or something like that, maybe three, maybe two to three. So those, when I go out, is kind of my indulgent meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time is my regular meal. So that's kind of how I balance it out, you know.
Yeah, I try to attack it the same way, because it does get, when you get out, it's hard not to just order the salad, right?
No, if I go to a restaurant and they have all these delicious things in the menu, I'm not going to order, you know, something basic and just boring. I mean, I want to have something interesting and delicious. So that's kind of, I mean, part of the point of going out, dining out, is to kind of indulge and have a good experience, you know, good palate experience. So you want to try different things. No, but some salads, though, are, you know, not all salads are created equal. Of course, there are some that are, you know, you can indulge in, depending on what they put in the salad, but, you know.
That's also very true.
So, yeah, so that's our big feature for, we also do it for August. We're also doing tacos in August.
Oh, okay.
We're also doing working farms of, working Westchester farms photo essay.
Oh, that's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. One of the farms is Faraway Farms. You know them, the alpaca farm up in, I think it's Yorktown.
I've never been, but I've definitely heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. You can take a tour. I think you have to call ahead, but it's a fun. They're basically kind of like llamas, but they're cuter. That's how I describe them.
Perfect, perfect. Now, have you been to any restaurants recently that you've just kind of fallen in love with?
Well, I was recently in, I was away in Argentina for a while, so I haven't been dining out that much recently.
Okay.
So I was away, and when I came back, I kind of tried to take it easy dining out because I was indulging on vacation. But there's a lot of places I'm looking forward to. Like, I'm looking forward to Pax Romana reopening.
Okay.
And actually, this tomorrow I'm going to a new banh mi shop in Scarsdale.
Ooh.
Rabley's Banh Mi. You know about that? It's on Garth Road.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, Vietnamese food is really up and coming in Westchester. We, years ago, but maybe as close as 2 or 3 years ago, there were zero Vietnamese restaurants. Now mm-hmm. we have about five. So that's kind of an up-and-coming cuisine in the area.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of, I would say, like, ethnic cuisines kind of popping up and doing really well in Westchester, which is always nice to see.
Yeah, we do have a great variety. Like I said before, I was in Argentina, and they don't really have Buenos Aires, and they don't really, it's a huge city, like 4 million people, but they don't have the variety of cuisine that we have here. It was kind of a lot of the same kind of stuff, I found. You know?
So interesting,
Westchester,
right?
Westchester, we're kind of spoiled. Yeah, we're kind of spoiled here. I mean, New York City obviously has crazy amount, but New York City is a unique place. But even Westchester, we have a lot of variety. We really do.
It's true. And I feel like in the past, I mean, I've been down here now, I want to see almost 14 years, and I the landscape of restaurants has just changed so dramatically. It's just getting...
Certainly, yeah. I mean, there's many more Indian restaurants than there used to be. Mm-hmm. Vietnamese, as I mentioned. You know, we have a Tibetan restaurant, which is interesting, right?
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, I mean, speaking of all the good stuff going on when it comes to all the tasty bites around Westchester, the Wine and Food Festival is coming up. It's in June, yeah. Early June. What's
eighth annual?
Eighth annual. I mean, what is the whole office look like while you're planning this? Because I mean, there's so many things, so many different events, so many small details you guys have to be working on. Is it just total like mayhem right before the festival?
Well, you would have to speak to Jen D'Ambrosio, who heads up our marketing and special events team, because mm-hmm. she's the one that put together, does a lot of the legwork to put all of our events together.
Mm-hmm.
So the marketing department is pretty crazy, especially as they get closer to one of our big events. Editorial has it a little easier when it comes to that sort of thing. We just kind of show up and say hi and eat and drink.
You have the easy job.
Yeah. So I do have to, this year I am one of the judges in the, for our first, we're having a bartender shake-off.
They're
going to have Pisco liquor,
mm-hmm.
liqueur, and they're going to make cocktails out of it, and I'm one of the judges. So that is a hard job, so I have to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we judged together at the Wing Fest last year.
Another hard job, difficult job.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of difficult, so I definitely know. The level of talent that we have here with our mixologist, I see the lineup of what you have, you know, headed to the Westchester. I mean, it's going to be a tough contest.
Yeah, well, we have one of my favorite new places, actually, Birch Collective. Have you been there in White Plains?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. So one of the bartenders from there is going to be competing. And we have someone from Noma Social, from Mima Vinoteca. We have Sarah Piles from Rye House. He's a very creative bartender. And then we have Emilio from River Market. I think you know Emilio, right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Yeah, so those are our competing bartenders. And, so it should be a fun time. It's our first ever. Last year we had a fashion show at the Taste and Style event. This year it's going to be the Bartender Shake-Off. So we try to mix up the, you know, kind of premier event there
mm-hmm.
that surrounds all the food and the drink. So that's what we're doing this year.
And do you have any other kind of, I know this is a new kind of addition to Wine and Food. Do you have any other events that are new this year?
Well, the events lineup is pretty much the same, though. We have the kickoff event. Or the first event, I should say, that's open to the public is on Tuesday, which is at the Italian Cultural Center in Tuckahoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tasting tour of Italy, a wine tasting tour of Italy. That's the second year we've done that, so it's that's a relatively new event.
Mm-hmm.
The Taste and Style we do every year, just what the premier kind of showcase there changes. So this year we have the Bartender Shake Off, and then the rest of it's similarly. Burger Beer Blast is always that's the most popular. That's the same every year.
Mm-hmm.
Evening with Westchester Takes Makers, that's kind of the more upscale or higher end event. at the Ritz, and Grand Tasting Village is, that's probably my favorite mm-hmm. of all the events. Because it just, the variety of wines and foods there is just, it's just great.
And it's such a beautiful backdrop, being there at the Kensico Dam, and it's just...
Kensico Dam is great, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, nice. Actually, we do have a, on Sunday, we do have a brunch at the, at Canopy.
Yes.
At the Ritz-Carlton. That's kind of, that's a new, that actually is our new event.
I think that is fantastic because, first of all, I mean, if you haven't been to the Ritz-Carlton before, I mean, it's that 360 view of Westchester is just breathtaking. And then the food actually, at Canopy is amazing.
Yes, definitely. That's Anthony Goncalves, the chef there. He does a great job. But, yeah, so Canopy is amazing. Yeah, if you go up there at night, it's cool. But I actually like it better if you go up there during the day, which is why the brunch is cool because you can actually see... One side you see Hudson River. The other side, you can, if it's a clear day, you can see New York City. The other, you know, you look in the other direction, you see the Sound Shore and New Rochelle. So it's like it's amazing what you can see at night. It looks cool with the lights, but you can't really see as much, you know. So
right.
I would suggest people if they go for the first time go during a daytime event rather than a nighttime event.
Oh well, I can't wait for that because I've had so many different things from Anthony, but I haven't had brunch with him before. So I'm curious to see what he's got up his sleeve for that.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a meat-centric brunch.
Oh.
The guest star there, the guests, they have a food writer, Nick Solaris, who's kind of known for being Mr. Carnivore.
Mm-hmm.
So the menu is going to be geared toward a lot of different meats and things. So it's not the usual brunch.
Oh, I'm definitely in for that.
You're not a vegetarian then?
No.
Okay.
I love meat. I mean, you know, veggies are good too. But
listen, vegetables are delicious. A lot of people say, "Oh, I don't like vegetables. I don't like Brussels sprouts. I don't like this." But people who say that means they had them prepared poorly. That's all that means.
Because that's true.
Vegetables are just. I mean, if you just roast some Brussels sprouts in the oven with olive oil and salt and pepper, then it's delicious. You know, it's just. I think they had vegetables that were like either canned or frozen or just overcooked or you know what I mean. That's usually what that means when the person says they don't like vegetables.
100% agree.
So,
and of course, if you throw some bacon in with those Brussels sprouts, that doesn't hurt either.
Bacon. Always back to bacon with you. You always end up talking. Anytime I talk to you, you always think of bacon. But bacon is delicious.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah. Even vegetarians and vegans will admit bacon cooking, the smell is delicious.
Well, it is. I mean,
if they're honest, they will admit that it smells. They have to admit that it smells delicious. Even if they won't eat it, they should admit that at least.
Now, with you kind of attending all these events and kind of circling back to what we started talking about and trying to maintain that balance of indulging and being healthy. Do you have like a plan of attack on how you kind of taste all the burgers and taste all the amazing dishes and wine at Grand Tasting Village?
Well, leaving out the burger blast, let's get to that last. But all the other events, I try to go for new, either something I haven't had before, a dish or a food item or a place I haven't tasted. Like if there's a restaurant I've been to many times and I've had their stuff, I try to go to a new place. That's kind of how I do most of the events because it's just too much to taste everything. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I do it. But now the Burger Blast, I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of famous for there's anywhere in a given year, 26 to 30 participants, different places competing with their burgers at Burger Blast.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually taste all of the burgers there. So I'm eating, you know, 26, 28, 30 different burgers. And people are like, they don't believe me, but I do it every year just to prove them that I can do it. But also because I'm going to judge this, I want to see which is the best. I have to taste them all, right?
That's true. Well, I mean, you know, for those who maybe have gone or haven't gone, what is your, I mean, when you're, that's a lot of burgers, first of all. I know they're not full-size burgers, but it's a lot of burgers. Are you just tasting?
Yeah, I'm taking bites.
Okay.
Be honest with you, I'm just taking bites.
But okay.
Still, that's a lot. Still a lot to eat.
Yeah, it is. It's still a lot to eat.
Yeah, but I pace myself. So I'll do like, I'll get there a little early. I'm able to do like 8 or 10. And then I'll take a break. And I'll go to the Greek food truck and I'll have some oregano french fries. Oregano fries. That's my break. And then I go back later and then I try to get the rest of them down. So.
I love it. One of the best events of the year. I mean, that the whole series during Wine and Food is so fantastic. I can't wait for the festival. Where can we go to pick up tickets?
Well, you can go to westchestermagazine.com/winefood.
Perfect. John, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right. Yeah, we definitely have to do this on more of a monthly basis, just to have you on and kind of talk about what you're tasting.
You can certainly call me anytime you want, and I'll come on.
All right. Perfect. John, thank you so much.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.